The State Bonding Commission approved funding for a $10 million study of road tolls today. It's the result of an executive order made by Governor Daniel Malloy. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, Malloy made the move to get the ball rolling on tolls.
The governor outlined three major reasons for proposing the study. He says tolls would make Connecticut competitive with neighboring states, define a revenue stream that differs from increasing the gas tax, which Malloy thinks will soon be obsolete, and the study would provide essential data to his successor.
It will allow future governors and future legislatures to have the tools to make an informed decision about our transportation needs.
Malloy says that'll speed up the process of implementation if the next governor or the state legislature wanted to go that route. Republican Senate President Len Fasano says the study is unnecessary, and he's against tolls in general because while proponents say it's a way to capture cash from out-of-state drivers, he believes they could cost state residents as much as 10 cents per mile.
People in Connecticut don't want tolls. They just don't want to be pickpocketed anymore. We don't need to do a toll study. The next governor coming in, whoever that's going to be, they can make that decision.
The state will now go find a vendor to help them with the study. Department of Transportation Commissioner James Redeker says that should take 9 months. Redeker says that based on how the study goes, tolls could be implemented in Connecticut within 5 years if a future legislature and governor sign off. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.